Let's talk about the so-called AI bubble. It's a misnomer. There is not an AI bubble in the classic sense of a bubble, although there may be overinvestment in AI infrastructure. So there could be stock prices that are too high right now. There could be investment that is overreaching, for example, in data centers that will turn out to not produce a return on the investment. That's absolutely true. But the state of AI technology itself is not in a bubble at all. It's in its infancy. And even on the financial side, the very definition of a bubble means that people don't see it. You know, to have a bubble, it has to be where everybody is gung-ho, everybody thinks it's going to go higher. That's a bubble, like the dot-com bubble. Everybody was convinced that all the stocks were going to go up forever. And the bubble popped at some point, but up until it popped, everybody thought dot-com is going to change, you know, the whole future. None of us will have to work, they said. These were the kinds of things we heard back in 2000. We won't have to work. We're going to retire on dot-com stocks, valuations. They don't have to be based on earnings, we were told. All they have to do is just have the numbers higher and higher forever, and then we'll trade pieces of paper with each other that have larger and larger numbers written on them. Well, see, that's a bubble because people couldn't see it. They were delusional with optimism. But today you hear everybody talking about the AI bubble, which begs the question, if it's a bubble that everybody knows about, why hasn't it crashed? So it can't be an AI bubble in the classic sense, because most people think it's a bubble. You know, again, the definition of a bubble is that people don't think it's a bubble. But right now, most people are convinced AI is a bubble. So why hasn't the bubble popped yet? And my answer to that, oh, and by the way, Michael Burry, who's famous from The Big Short, who shorted the subprime mortgage collapse before 2008 and who made, I don't know, more than $1 billion on that. It was widely and falsely reported that he had bet $1 billion buying shorts against NVIDIA and Palantir. Well, he just announced that he's closing his investment firm and that he was wrong. He was wrong about the timing of the market, and he doesn't understand. I mean, these are his words, that he doesn't understand the current market conditions sufficiently enough to manage other people's money. And that it's a very honest thing for him to admit. And he's sending people's money back to them. Say, I can't effectively manage your money in this market environment because, you know, it's too difficult to know where things are going. And by the way, he never bet $1 billion against NVIDIA. He said that his total investment in that play was something like $9 million. Not a billion, $9 million. So that was completely misreported as part of the sort of anti-AI movement, I guess there's one, that wanted to try to discredit all the AI investment and all the AI build-out, etc. So, you know, look, I don't own any stocks at all. I don't own NVIDIA. I don't bet against NVIDIA. I don't bet in favor of NVIDIA. I prefer to stack gold and silver, which is doing great, or invest in my own company's technologies, like our new AI website that's about to launch called BrightionBooks.com, where you can generate any book on any topic in minutes completely free of charge. And our AI engine will do the work for you. The research, it's researching hundreds of millions of pages of content. It's pulling in the citations, it's writing the chapters, it's building the table of contents, it's doing fact-checking, editing, packaging into a final PDF file, and then it emails you a link to the PDF file that you can download for free and own forever and share with anybody forever. And then you can also download everybody else's books that are generated at BrightionBooks.com. So right there, that's an example of why AI, the tech, is not a bubble. Why AI technology is incredibly useful. I mean, what's the value to the human race of being able to instantly, at no cost, generate any book, you know, an instructional book? This is designed for nonfiction, not fictional stories, but you can generate a book, a guide on anything from how to farm, how to build fences, how to preserve food, how to live off grid, how to be a smarter investor, whatever, anything you want, how to repair your car, you know, you can generate a book instantly. So that has intrinsic value that's way beyond anything we ever saw in the dot-com bubble. You know, the dot-com bubble, those dot-com websites didn't do anything. They were just, a lot of them were just e-commerce sites or search engines that sucked or whatever. They didn't really solve big problems at all. And that's why they collapsed. But AI tech today is solving big problems. I was on with Brian Festa, the attorney with We the Patriots USA. And he became aware of our AI engine at brightu.ai. Oh, by the way, you can find all our AI tools at brighteon.ai. Just go there, brighteon.ai, and it links all our tools together. You can click on any tool from there. And he started to use brightu.ai, and he was blown away. He told me in the interview, which I just posted, he said that previously he was very skeptical of AI tools until he saw our AI tool and he could use it for vaccine research, because we also launched vaccineforensics.com, which is an AI research tool for the truth about vaccines. So he was blown away. Now he's become a huge fan of the tech and he's telling everybody about it. He's broadcasting to everybody. You got to use this tool because it's free and it's amazing. And it bypasses all the censorship of the government, the censorship of the corporations, the censorship of the media or the tech giants, etc. You can finally get full truth about vaccines, vaccine ingredients, side effects, sudden deaths, etc. using our AI tool, finally. So there's a real world case, and that's just one of many, one of an unlimited number of real world cases, really, because AI is becoming so incredibly good at mimicking human cognition that even right now, having an AI agent do, let's say, entry-level legal work for you is absolutely trivial. AI is incredibly skilled at writing legal letters and parsing lawsuits and things like that. So much of the legal profession is going to be replaced by AI. And right now, nearly 100% of the translation and transcription industry is already being replaced by AI. It will be 100% because AI can do it much better, much cheaper, much faster than any human. And even so, there are still people out there who are living in a state of copium or something, I don't know, denial, and they're saying, no, AI will never work. It doesn't work. And it generates errors, they say. It's got errors. I caught ChatGPT in an error. Therefore, all AI is bad. And I say, have you checked the error rate of humans lately? You know, people say, well, AI can make mistakes in medicine. Have you ever visited a human doctor? I mean, human doctors make the worst mistakes. Their mistakes will kill you. Human doctors, through, let's call it idiopathic, allopathic, you know, manslaughter, they kill hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. At least. And that's not even counting the cancer industry, which is all rooted in a bunch of lies and toxins. They kill hundreds of thousands. But if an AI doctor in the future does something wrong and one person dies, you know, you're going to see a giant headline story. Oh, AI kills a patient, you know. But no stories about the hundreds of thousands of people killed by doctors every single year. So, you know, look, AI right now is more accurate than your doctor. AI knows more than your doctor, any doctor. Even complementary and alternative doctors can't memorize all the content that even our own AI engine has learned and can access for you. You know, you can go to brightu.ai, you can ask it any question about any symptom, any disease. How do I prevent it? How do I reverse it? What herbs, what natural cures, what nutrition, what lifestyle choices, you know, what's going to be useful here to overcome this? And it knows more than any human being that has ever lived. And we're just getting started. We're just getting started. I mean, right now, I'm overseeing the project, of course, the data curation for the AI engines. but we are ingesting every science article, or I should say we're processing every science paper that has ever been published on planet Earth in every language, and we are classifying all those papers to determine which ones that we think have high trust and high scientific credibility across many, many different areas. And then with our next training wave, we're going to be training our model on probably millions of these science papers. So that's going to go into the model on top of all the current content that's in there, which is hundreds of millions of pages of content, transcripts, articles, etc., plus 10,000 different books that it has read as part of its learning. And when you put all this together, you know, our next launch is going to be absolutely mind-blowing. You're going to be blown away by what it can do. I mean, people are blown away now, but it's going to keep getting better. So no, there's not a bubble in AI technology. There may be a bubble in AI stock prices, but there's no bubble in AI tech. AI tech is just getting off the launch pad, and it's already amazing. And if you fast forward even 18 months, it's going to be, you know, 100 times cheaper and at least 10 times better. And I've noticed that those who oppose AI, they keep raising the bar of their expectations to denounce AI. They would say, well, it hasn't reached AGI yet, so it's no good. Okay. Well, we're launching a site where it's going to write books. Every few minutes, it's going to churn out a whole new book that would normally take a human a year. So think like every 10 minutes, we're replacing a year's worth of effort to bring users education, content, uplifting, knowledge that can help empower the world. And then we're making those finished books open source, completely available for free for everybody to share knowledge and information. That alone is going to change the world, even without artificial general intelligence. AI doesn't need to be a super intelligent system in order to change the world. And in order to augment many, many jobs, you know, maybe a billion jobs, and then ultimately it will replace the old jobs, but it will open up opportunities for new jobs, for new ways for human beings to show cognitive competency and to show creative expression, project management skills, entrepreneurial skills, etc. So even when I say that AI is going to replace, for example, most legal work, I'm not saying that every human lawyer is obsolete. What I'm saying is now they have the opportunity to be more mobile and do something different or better or add a higher level of humanity and cognition to what it is they do. They can delegate the monotonous tasks to an AI agent. You know, here, write this letter, you know, and then we're going to put it on our law firm's letterhead. While the top attorney then, maybe the founder of the law firm, they can focus on the things that really inspire them. You know, maybe they want to put together a lawsuit to overcome big tech censorship, or they want to, you know, offer pro bono services to represent some group of, you know, disadvantaged people, or whatever the case may be. It opens up lots of options for people. I even saw one person posting on X that said, well, what if AI never reaches super intelligence and it plateaus at 120 IQ? And then we just have a bunch of 120 IQ AI agents running around doing stuff. They're like, that's a fail. No, it isn't. Because the average human is only 100 IQ. And in certain circles, that number is even lower. Now, actually, I think people are getting dumbed down by, you know, vaccine toxins and heavy metals and all kinds of pesticides in the food supply. Human IQs are dropping. So I would love to have an assistant that had an IQ of 120. I could delegate a lot of stuff to a person like that, especially if they work 24/7 and they didn't take off holidays and weekends and things like that. And evenings, you know, when I'm working a lot. So even 120 IQ would change the world. But AI right now is demonstrating IQs, you know, beyond my IQ, which is higher than 999 out of 1,000 people, but even it's beyond Einstein's IQ, which is even higher. And if AI is smarter than Albert Einstein right now, as it is, clearly, then where's it going next? Well, you know, 200 IQ is just right around the corner. And that's higher than, I think, almost any human that has ever lived. And from there, it's going to 10x. You know, you're going to have AI systems that are 2000 IQ, if you could even extend the measurement that way, which really you can't. But its intelligence will dwarf human intelligence. Will absolutely dwarf it. So you're not going to be able to cognitively compete with AI. And by the way, the AI research is not reaching a plateau. It's continuing to rise exponentially in terms of the results. So we're on an exponential curve, an upward exponential curve in the technology. And I think that's why a lot of the stock prices are representing this exponential increase in the tech. And again, yeah, maybe some of the stocks are overvalued. I could see that. I could see some corrections along the way. I could even see a crash on certain things, certain companies. Yeah. Is NVIDIA overvalued? I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea. I'm not even focused on that. But I use NVIDIA hardware every day. I'm using it. I mean, I've got 48 workstations running right now doing data processing for our curation of knowledge. And every one of those is running an NVIDIA GPU. So, you know, and I just bought a Spark system, probably going to buy some more, probably going to buy some more server hardware, etc., because we're building a small data center. So if NVIDIA's in a bubble, then why is it that they can't make their chips fast enough because everybody in the world wants to buy them? You know, that doesn't sound like a bubble. That sounds like extremely high demand, extremely short supply. It sounds like NVIDIA's got a lot of runway ahead of itself, as far as I can see. But again, don't take this as investment advice. I have no idea if it's overvalued. I don't care. Their chips work. And I will say this, if NVIDIA plunges 80%, I'm going to make an exception to my rule about not buying stocks, and I'll buy the snot out of NVIDIA at a discount of 80%. You can bet I'll do that. But at the moment, I don't own any stocks. So anyway, if you want to use our AI tools, you can find them at brighteon.ai. And the way we support our AI tools is through your purchases at our store, and we're running our Black Friday specials right now. It's a once-a-year event, the deepest discounts we've ever offered, with all kinds of freebies given away every day. And it's running today, it's running Saturday and Sunday, and we'll even have a Cyber Monday event as well. So just go to healthrangerstore.com/Black Friday. And remember that to the extent that you support us, not only are you getting the best lab-tested, high-quality, ultra-clean foods, superfoods, personal care products, storable long-term foods, all kinds of supplements and turmeric and iodine and so on, that we manufacture most of them and we lab test everything and we formulate everything. Not only are you getting all that, but then you're helping us be able to fund our AI projects that help you with free tools like our AI engine and censored.news and brighteonbooks.com coming up. So the more you help us, the more we build and the more we give back to you. And it's a win-win system. Everybody wins. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, brighteon.com and brighteon.ai. Take care. Okay, welcome to the Survival and Preparedness special sale. Once a year, the deepest discounts ever here at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm showing you the Ranger buckets here today because the two bucket sets have been extremely popular for many years, and they are discounted an additional 10% off, which I'm not sure that we've ever done that before. And by the way, when you purchase from healthrangerstore.com during this Black Friday sale, here today and all the way until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, you're going to get these bonus items I'll mention here based on how much you spent. So at $99, you're going to get a bonus of our 5G defense powder, which is extremely potent. That's the small canister right there. That is extremely potent with superoxide dismutase, or SOD as it's known. Look up the benefits of that for combating the peroxynitrite production that happens upon exposure to electromagnetic fields. That's an incredibly valuable product. You get that free when you spend $99. So you're getting a bonus of almost another $50 with that. And then if you spend $199, you get a second gift, which is this certified organic lab-tested powdered milk pouch. And then combined, those free gifts are almost $72. And then if you spend $299, you get this third gift here, which is the super protein. And altogether, that's over $111 of free gifts when you spend $299. And then on top of that, we've got all the discounts. Let me mention some of these. I already said 10% off the Ranger buckets. That's today only. 40% off the Triad Air purification products. That's a huge deal for clean air. We've interviewed the founder. Those are very effective air purifiers. We've got up to 23% off the Crazy Beaver gardening tools, which has the super shovels and other tools. The Garden Tower to help you grow food is 15 to 29% off. And the Berkey water filtration system is 5 to 14% off. The Dawson knives for your kitchen, and we've interviewed John Roy from the Dawson family, 7% off. And PowerTac flashlights are 30 to 42% off. That's in addition to all the other discounts, deals, and vendor discounts that we have negotiated for you. Check it all out. Take advantage of it while you can at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and thank you for your support.